Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey, thanks for joining us for the Lisa Dent Show. It's 3:38, and yes, you should look to the sky tonight. We're hoping for clear skies because everybody wants to look at the Green Comet. I always love when we get Michelle Nichols on the air. She's the director of public observing at the Adler Planetarium because she just keeps it real. Doesn't get way crazy scientific on us. And Michelle, you'll love this. Today at the breakfast table, my husband's looking at his phone. I go, what are you looking for? He goes, I wonder if I could get a telescope today. Like, are you talking about for the comet? And he's like, yeah. So the interest is definitely there, especially from someone that I didn't even know, you know, is as obsessed with what was happening up there as I am. It's a big deal?
Kind of. I mean, you don't normally get comets that get this bright. It's still, I mean, we're still talking like binocular or small telescope bright, but you know, it happens. It doesn't happen often, so we'll take any chance we can get, honestly.
That's why I like it. That's why when I talk about it, I said she keeps it real, because there will be headlines that will say, this is your once-in-a-lifetime chance. You won't see it again for 10,000 years. And you're like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, for this particular comet, yeah, this one is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see this comet. It probably isn't your last chance in your entire life to see any comet. So we'll put that one in perspective. But yeah, this is literally the only time to see this one in the next like week or two.
And why is it green?
Because ultraviolet light from the sun interacts with carbon molecules that the comet has released into space. And when that happens, you get green light. And so the comet has been called the Green Comet because of that, because it's just UV light and carbon gives you green.
And the comet has a name. And how is it that they are named?
So comets are usually named for the people who discover them, but in this case, it's named for the telescope that discovered it. So ZTF is the Zwicky Transient Facility. A couple astronomers were using the telescope, and they happened to spot this comet about a year ago. So it's named for the telescope in this case. But the rest of it, C2022E3, just refers to what time of year it was discovered, which was, E refers to March, the first half of March, and 2022 is last year, and 3 is the third comet found in the first half of March in 2022.
And how old is this comet?
This comet probably is equal to the age of the solar system. This thing is old. It probably came from far, far out past the planet. It may have been to our part of the solar system before, but it's been literally tens of thousands of years, and we may not ever see this one again. It may escape our solar system entirely after it makes its close pass.
So is there something going on at the Adler Planetarium tonight that the public is invited to?
So tonight, no. Tomorrow night, yes. So we're open every Wednesday night. It's Illinois resident discount days, so you can get your free general admission tickets to the Adler. We're open between 4 and 10 p.m. tomorrow night. And we're going to have our observatory open starting at about 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Cross your fingers that ice storm going on in the southern U.S. doesn't start sending clouds up this way. We think it might, but we're not quite sure exactly when that's going to happen. So we'll see how long we get a chance to see it. But the observatory will be open from 6 to right before 8 p.m. We'll also have some small scopes out around that time, maybe slightly later. We'll see what we get. But, yeah, the telescopes will be free. Just bundle up. These telescopes are outside. The observatory's outside. It's going to be cold. So, yeah, bundle up.
And for anyone in their backyard, can you make a suggestion if they want to get a glimpse of this?
Yeah, you can try. First off, pair of binoculars or a small telescope. And they need to be kind of halfway decent binoculars. They can't be like your little plastic ones. But go outside tonight after sunset, after it gets dark. Face directly north. Look up about halfway up in the sky. You will see the North Star. Go about 10 degrees up and to the right of the North Star. Start searching around with your binoculars or telescope for a fuzzy thing. If you find a fuzzy thing, you found the comet.
like a fuzz ball, like a cat toy?
Yeah, kind of like a cat toy in space. Yeah, kind of like a little glowing fuzz ball in space. Yeah, that's it.
Excellent.
You probably won't see a tail. You'll probably just see a little ball of fuzz.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. We appreciate your expertise and your attitude, and you're just fun to talk to. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Michelle Nichols, Director of Public Observing at Adler Planetarium. Tonight, not tonight, but tomorrow night, you can join them at the Adler and keep your fingers crossed that you'll have clear skies. Hey, yesterday we were talking to a reporter who did an investigative piece on neo-Nazis and the fact that some homeschool curriculums being followed, particularly in Ohio, offered the opportunity to create, quote, wonderful Nazis. Now, obviously, a lot of people homeschool. I have a lot of family members who do. They've raised amazing children and people who contribute to society in huge ways. But this is something completely different. Interesting, today, the Ohio State Board of Education is now launching an official investigation. So you're going to hear more about that. If you didn't hear our interview yesterday and you want to check it out, you can go to WGNradio.com and just Google it. It's on the Lisa Dent page, or Google homeschooling and how to make wonderful Nazis. It's just horrifying, isn't it? But yeah, that's what's happening. And I thought maybe you'd want to know a little more about it. Hey, coming up next, we're going to check with Tom Skilling. How many days of sunshine have we had? I mean, we are soaking up the sun today. It feels so good. And has he ever done a shot of Malort? I'm going to ask him that question. I'm guessing he probably has, but somebody on the show is going to try it after 4 o'clock. We'll explain why coming up. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.